Take RFM Dunedin with you wherever you go, with podcasts and live streaming of Primo local content. Download the Access Internet Radio app for free from Google Play and the Apple App Store.
This programme was first broadcast on RFM Dunedin and made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Well, you might recall a little way back, people from Dunedin were asked to give their ideas about how they saw the future of our central city, particularly the George Street block, all part of some work being done around our central city plan. Well, some of those ideas are starting to crystallise now, and there's a really special event lined up to just give us a little bit of a glimpse into the future. Here to tell us a little bit more about that is DCC's Principal Urban Designer, Catherine Ward. Morena, Catherine, good to have you with us. Thanks for coming in.
Morena, thank you for having me.
Catherine, how did that consultation process go? Did you get lots of engagement?
Yeah, we did. So we did, from February through to April, we did an intense series of workshops and roadshows in the malls, and we met the great and good of Dunedin, and we received over 1,200 submissions, which is one of the biggest submissions council's ever had on a project. So we had some really good data to go away and do our design work with. So in June, we presented that back to the community as a beginning, a first stab of the direction that we're going in. It will evolve as we go, but the thing that we've told the community all the way through is that we'll trial what our initial intentions are. So that's exactly what we're going to do.
With GLOW,
yes,
which is going to be held from Friday the 26th of July to Sunday the 28th of July. Tell us more.
So it's going to be magical. So we're going to do a partial closure, a one-way street south through the Golden Block, so between St. Andrew and Hanover Street, and we're going to put on an amazing event. So there'll be some light installations. So in the day, they'll look amazingly sculptural, and then through the night, they'll burst into life. But we've had some really great partnering with some of the retailers in George Street. So the malls have got together. We've spoke to everybody within the block and the Albion Place retailers. So we're going to turn Albion Place into an amazing, exciting laneway for the evening, for the event, for the 3 days. We're going to do late night shopping on the Friday, so the malls are all staying open late.
Late night shopping, I remember that on a Friday night.
Yeah, and apparently it's a much loved thing that the community want to see back, so we've been working with our retailers to encourage that, so it'll be really amazing. But there'll be light installations in the malls, there'll be a Saturday experience where we can experience the malls in the dark, so the malls are just putting the details of that together. But we've got this amazing artist that's Dunedin born and bred coming down, returning back to his home to contribute to the future of the CBD.
This is Angus Mule you're talking
about. Yeah, he's great. He's really wonderful.
He's been working all over the world doing wonderful things.
Yeah,
with his works.
Dunedinites might have been to Luma in Queenstown, but he also did Bright Nights in Auckland, Vivid Sydney, some really amazing, huge festivals. So it's really great for council for the event that we know we've got a really wonderful artist involved as well. So it'd be really amazing to see how the community takes it.
So essentially what's the intention here? Is this to give people a glimpse into what might be possible?
Yes, so it's a trial. So we'll have lots of explanation at the event as to the layout of the street, but it's really not about just removing traffic, it's also about bringing the street to life. So we have to activate the space to bring people to it, and it's just a glimpse as well of how we'll manage the street through the construction of when the street's built. We need to keep maintaining the footfall to the street for the retailer so they can have business as usual, and we'll be there working alongside them as we are with this event as well. So it's going to be great.
No doubt, even from an experience like that, you'll learn a lot about what Dunedin people enjoy and otherwise about that kind of experience.
Yeah, definitely. So we're going to ask, we've got lots of volunteers who are going to support us at the event, and they're going to be engaging with the community to say, what do you think about this? We won't be bringing food trucks to the street, however, but we will be saying to all of the restaurants and the cafes and the bars, go and have a lovely meal, come and experience George Street, but experience it maybe in the day, but also at a time of night when normally there'd be less people in George Street, so we can activate it after 4 o'clock, which will be great.
How much room now is there for tweaking of the design and so forth?
So still, the formal consultation has closed, but I'm still getting emails and comments from members of the public, and I encourage people to keep doing that. I'm happy to talk to anybody. It's a big change for Dunedin, but we're engaging, or this other design goes through a natural peer review process, because I'm bringing on some really talented urban designers and transport planners from other parts of the country to be able to test what I've put forward, and we're going to refine that as we go through the design stages. So the design will evolve, but the design will evolve with the stakeholders, the key stakeholders like the George Street retailers and the building owners, but also with Manor Fenua, and we'll get that CBD looking amazing, and then we'll move on to the next project in the CBD.
Just, Catherine, remind us of the timeline in relation to the George Street redevelopment.
So we're going to be developing the project, and we'll be breaking ground probably in early 2021. So it gives us lots of time for lots of preliminary study of the street. We know there's a lot of known unknowns. We know when we break ground, we're obviously operating in a city with lots of amazing heritage and archaeology. So we're going to be doing surveys and lots of information up front so we can make that construction period as smooth as possible.
Well, I will wager you've been getting a bit of feedback about traffic disruption and so forth. That will be one of the more challenging aspects to manage, I would think.
Yeah, there's lots going on in the city, but we're having constant conversations with the project managers at the hospital project, and we've got members of their project team and our project team. With the tertiary precinct, there's a project moving there, as well as the day-to-day things that just arise. So we are fully prepared and are flexible in managing, but we have we're making sure that we talk to each other so that we can manage this disruption as we go. But it's not just about where the traffic movements are. It's about where can I go on a Saturday with my child and have a great time. You know, we're going to put all of those in place, but we're going to have cool activations and events in George Street so it can be open as usual.
So we're talking Friday the 26th of July through to Sunday the 28th of July. That is not far away now.
No.
And goodness knows, we might have midwinter kind of conditions, or we might have kind of a balmy, unexpected warm patch. You just don't know this winter, do you, Catherine?
No, so exactly. So that's the one thing I've been, members of my team have said, I'm going, oh, the forecast looks all right so far. It's not going to rain. They're going, oh, it might change. But if we all keep our fingers crossed, no rain dances, then I'm sure we'll be fine.
Well, I mean, even if it does, that also tests the concept, right?
Yeah, of course. But there's obviously a number of, there's an internal element to the event, and there's an external event. So, but all of these incredible sculptures, I'm guessing, are going to look equally as beautiful in the rain.
All right.
Come down, it'll be amazing.
Yeah, so stick around. Don't plan to get out of Dunedin for that weekend. Stick around for that weekend and find things to enjoy about this experience. Glow from Friday 26th through to Sunday 28th. Where can people find out more information about this, Catherine?
So they'll go on our council website, also on social media. We have a Facebook event. So yeah, there's a DCC event on the page, on social media, on Instagram, and on Dunedin NZ on Instagram. So there's lots of information there. It'll be from 11 all the way through till 9 on the Saturday and Sunday, and the launch event on Friday the 26th is 5 till 9. So hopefully we'll see them all, everyone down there.
Fantastic. Catherine Ward, Principal Urban Designer with Dunedin City Council. Nice to have a chat again. Look forward to catching up with you in the future.
Speak soon.
Take RFM Dunedin with you wherever you go, with podcasts and live streaming of Primo local content. Download the Access Internet Radio app for free from Google Play and the Apple App Store.
This programme was first broadcast on RFM Dunedin and made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.